And we join him now with John Hendricks, who is the editor of CanalStreetChronicles.com, SB Nation's home for the New Orleans Saints. And John, if we start off with the premise that in the NFL, the most important things you can have are a good coach, good quarterback, and the Saints certainly seem like they have that in Sean Payton and Drew Brees, and then you get to the fact that over the last, what, 2.5 years, they're now a 14-21 team. It doesn't quite add up. So for somebody like me that's on the outside that still sees, you know, hey, they got Sean Payton, they got Drew Brees, you know, why aren't they winning at the rate that they used to?
Well, you know, their defense has been really this team's Achilles heel. And they've tried. They've overhauled their personality, or, you know, personnel on defense. They've done brought in a lot of free agents this year. They changed defensive coordinators, but it's just not translating the paper. And, you know, honestly, this season, they've been riddled with injuries. If you check the month or 2 months ago at the depth they had in the secondary with guys like Keenan Lewis, Damian Swan, even Kyle Wilson and Delvin Bro, those are guys that have all been taken off the table because of injuries and what have you. So they're just trying to make do with what they've got. They're missing a lot of pieces on that defense, which is, you know, it is what it is, because it should be a next man up mentality. And you look at teams like the New England Patriots that can do anything with whoever comes to play. So it's just a huge execution flaw that's going on right now with the defense.
For sure. And this is only Dennis Allen's third game as defensive coordinator. So you'll be evaluating him not based on the first three games of his tenure. You know, I mean, that period is for a little bit later. Now, in terms of the dead money against their salary cap, and it's an NFL high, you know, $38 million if you look at SpotTrack, what's been going on at the front office level that's put them in this kind of position?
Well, you know, the thing is, and this is what, if you're, you know, you mentioned team or people looking on the outside looking in at this franchise, ultimately, this is Sean Payton's team. And if they want a player bad enough, if Sean Payton wants that player bad enough, he tells Mickey Loomis, the general manager, to make it happen. And that's exactly what the Saints end up doing is, you know, they'll find these guys. They can find some exploits in loopholes, I guess, in the salary cap, the way they structure Nick Fairley's deal, even what they're doing with Drew Brees' deal right now. And it's just ultimately that's what ends up happening. Now, unfortunately, they've been on the very wrong side of the dead money. You know, they had to cut ties with Brandon Browner. That cost a good chunk of change. T.J. Spiller, obviously Marcus Colston and Jari Evans getting released. They really made their bed when they had to release Junior Gallette. And, you know, all these moves, it just piles up for sure. But if you're looking at some good news for this team, is next year with them getting Breeze's deal done and they can even get any more money, they're sitting at about $40 million that they'll be able to spend next year. So hopefully some light at the end of the tunnel for this franchise.
For sure. So next offseason, they can be buyers. But right now, they still have a quarterback that's playing excellent football. And I mean, John, I'm a Carolina Panther fan, lifelong Carolina Panther fan. I said this on the show yesterday that nobody strikes more fear in my heart than Drew Brees dropping back. Like, it just, I still have that same fear of him. And, you know, he's leading the NFL in passing yards for 3 weeks, 8 touchdowns to 1 interception. So he's still playing great. Do you have faith that if he continues lighting it up, that at some point the defense could get enough stops to win some games here?
Yeah, and let me just say, for the Panthers, I wish we had a Luke Kuechly on defense, because this guy is an absolute beast. And, you know, he is a rare person in today's NFL that does an excellent job. But, yeah, when you have Drew Brees in the game, I mean, realistically, he's done just about everything possible for these first three games. He leads the NFL in passing, already over 1,000 yards in 3 games, which is kind of crazy considering, you know, if he keeps up this track, how high is high for Drew Brees. But, you know, they've got to get some breaks. And unfortunately, it just hasn't come. I think the offense can continue to click. They were able to balance last night's loss to the Falcons with the run game. They got Kobe Fleener involved. Brandon Coleman stepped up after having a slump of a training camp and such. So I think as long as you have Drew Brees in the equation, this team obviously can do a lot of things, but they have to get better on defense if they ever stand a chance to do anything.
All right, so they're giving up a lot of points, but where does the problem really start on defense? Like, what is there, if I'm sure there's more than one flaw, but if you had to pick one flaw they really need to clean up, what would it be?
I think they got to fix the front four. That is the absolute focal point right now. And the front four is accountable for so much. The run defense was horrible last night. You look at the first game with the loss of the Raiders. The pass rush was non-existent. So that's a frustrating narrative that we've seen from the Saints defense, is them not being able to get after the quarterback. You know, with them not having Tyler Davidson in the mix last night, that meant John Jenkins got to play and start, and he's just not a good player to counter for Tyler Davidson, unfortunately. That's why Jenkins lost his job in the first place. And then you get Paul Kruger, who's brought in as a pass rusher, and he's not that great at run defense either. So if they can fix up their front four, I think it'll help when they get Sheldon Rankins back, but that won't be until week 9 when they take on the 49ers. It's just one of those things where it's really maddening right now for this team, and injury bug is absolutely killed this defense, but they've got to find a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked Rankin a lot coming out of Louisville, Saints first-round pick. That's another in the string of bad luck that you've been touching on. So second half of the season, that front four could see a boost. That's a good point. Now, you mentioned earlier in the conversation that Sean Payton is one of these coaches who gets to shop for the groceries, so to speak. And he does have the Super Bowl ring, which I'm sure in New Orleans goes a really long way. Got that new contract extension in the spring. But are people starting to grumble a little bit about his performance lately?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the reality of it is this team is 0-3 for the fourth time, I think, since 2006. And, again, since track history, if we go to that, this team's destined for another 7-9 finish. It's crazy, and it's almost mind-boggling just to really realize that, you know, they were 0-3 to start last year. They were 1-2 at this point the year before, and it's just one of those things where, you know, a lot of people, just kind of like the Les Miles situation in LSU, a lot of people love Sean Payton down here. But at what point, you know, do you start overlooking what's been done? And then you start to question, is Sean Payton the guy? Honestly, the way this foundation is set up, Tom Benson, until he gets mad about something, really mad, then there's no denying Sean Payton's job security in New Orleans right now.
And one last thing I wanted to ask you about, and I was doing a lot of research on this stuff myself yesterday, but I wanted to bring in someone in New Orleans who gets this a little bit more than I do. But beyond the dead cap amount, which was surprising, I saw that Mickey Loomis is also head of basketball operations for the Pelicans. Like, how much of Tom Benson's operation sort of duplicates over into the NBA side, and is that perhaps a reason why they haven't been as good lately?
I don't think it's directly tied, because, you know, with the Pelicans, they have Dale Demps doing a lot of things over there for the Pelicans. And, you know, Mickey Loomis has been adamant telling the press and saying that, you know, he's really more hands-off with the Pelicans, and you know, the football is more his bread and butter. I don't think Tom Benson, with as much stuff that's going on with him off the field, with, everybody trying to get a piece of his estate and his empire, that's obviously would be the more concerning factor I'd have for Benson at this point.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, like I said, poor Drew Brees. I don't really secretly hope that the defense starts playing better, because, like I said, I declared my affiliation earlier in the interview. But he's still an excellent football player, and he's a likable guy. And it seems like he's always trying to lift the weight of the other 52 guys in that roster and put him on his shoulders over and over again. And, hey, fortunately, this weekend they're going up against a team that almost the exact same can be said, Phil Rivers and the Chargers. So looking forward to watching that track meet. But anyways, guys, he is John Hendricks. You can follow him on Twitter at John J. Hendricks. You can also read his work, CanalStreetChronicles.com, SB Nation's home for the Saints. Really appreciate it, John.
No problem. Thanks for having me.